In one of the oldest neighborhoods of Istanbul, by the Bosphorus, people are preparing to elect their leaders. For the first time in more than 20 years, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan faces a united opposition of six parties from right to left. The race between him and his opponent, opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, is too close to call.
It's not the thieves but the realists that will triumph. Kılıçdaroğlu forever.
Some accuse Erdogan of taking the country towards authoritarianism and undermining its founding secular principles. A struggling economy, runaway inflation, and a collapsing currency have caused financial issues for millions of Turks. Many people are struggling to pay for food and cover their rent these days. And February's powerful earthquakes, just 3 months before the election, cost an estimated $100 billion in damages and killed more than 50,000 people.
I will vote based on bread, sweat, usurped rights, and injustice. A society crumbles if you intervene in justice at every step. You cannot lead the great Turkish Republic to destruction. I don't care whether you build a bridge or a highway. It's already your responsibility.
But it wasn't always this way. Between 2002 and 2021, the Turkish annual GDP growth averaged 5.8%, setting a distinguished example among fellow developing countries. While the president's supporters say he's done a lot to keep the country strong and independent.
For the homeland, the prayer call, the flag, our country and our survival, it is Erdogan. I would die for this flag and this land.
People are polarized, often with no hesitation for harsh talk. But there is room for small alliances of marginal parties and candidates who want to attract young voters who have grown up with only one governing party.
Who's on the governing party and the main opposition are just a few steps apart in Istanbul's Üsküdar district. And just days before Turkey's most critical election, polls suggest President Erdogan and his main opponent Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu are neck and neck.
Opinion polls here are not always reliable, but the possibility of President Erdogan losing the election on May 14 is no longer unthinkable. But he still has high levels of support, especially among religious and more conservative voters. If no candidate secures an outright majority, then a second round will be held later this month. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.